The Permanent History of Penaluna's Van by Myrna Kambelik. Chapter 1. The sun shines down on Toldew Estate for the first time in half a year. One or two windows open, and even the children yelling in the schoolyard seem revived. Marjorie squeezes up through the doorway, puffs up the passage, sifts down at one of the kitchen chairs and regards Lois, who married the Swede. These combs breaking your hair, they don't make nothing right these days. They put something in the water too. When I have a bath, I get itchy. Look at my legs.
What do you put in the water, Marjorie?
Nothing. I have a bath every day, so I don't put nothing in. I think it's bathing so much I get these great red spots. I've been boiling my towels. I have to see the doctor, I suppose.
Will you have a drink, Marjorie?
Oh, yes.
There's a choice of Sauterne and Bordeaux.
Give us a glass of Bordeaux.
Does your husband drink red wine now?
No, it's all lager here. This bottle's mine. He's gone back to where he came from. I don't suppose he can stand Toldew Estate for very long. I think it confuses him.
What sort of place is Sweden, then?
It's hard to say, Marjorie. Come out there with me next time, then you'll see what I mean.
You ain't never said.
Yes, I have. It's hard to say.
All right, it's hard to say. The house is big, living room is sunk, you got too much money and you pay for everything in blood. What more do you want?
I get family allowance paid to me in pound notes here.
God, you are greedy, Lois. What a way of looking at things. And you got five children. Still, you got your freedom,
which is more than me. But then, what would I do with it if I had it now with my weight?
Ruin yourself, Marjorie.
Oh, God. Well, I'll have to go in and see if old Penaluna's back. He's gone to Gweek with a washing machine I thought I was to have. I'll just have another glass and go. Nobody would have me now anyway.
Don't believe it, Marjorie. Don't believe it, Marjorie.
Thanks.